Chippewa Falls, W228 P.O. Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The House is debating a short-term spending measure that keeps government operations running past the Friday deadline. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro speaking in favor of the bill.
This continuing resolution keeps the government open while the appropriations committees in the House and the Senate continue bipartisan negotiations.
The Senate passed the bill by a wide margin. A new report on the police response to the Uvalde school shootings outlines a cascade of failures. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
It specifically identifies an array of problems from failed communication and leadership to inadequate technology and training that federal officials say contributed to the crisis lasting longer than it should have.
The Pacific Northwest is getting another storm.
Across the Cascades, snow could be coming down at more than an inch per hour at times, with total snowfall accumulations of about 1 to 2 feet in these locales.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House this morning. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says the good news is more than 300 schools in Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Eau Claire Forestry Department is struggling to keep up with the spread of the emerald ash borer. According to a WQOW report, Forestry Department Supervisor Matthew Staudenmeyer says about 34% of the ash trees lining the street of the city are infested with the invasive beetles, and the number of trees in total could be higher, as infested trees in residential yards have not yet been counted. The city is currently planning to remove about 400 infested trees, but the total number that need removal is about 2,000. The woman accused of driving through the Christmas Village at Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls is now facing more unrelated charges. According to the criminal complaint, Ebony Hudson is now accused of breaking a television in the Chippewa County Jail by hitting it repeatedly with a chair. Hudson was charged with felony bail jumping and criminal damage to property, in addition to the charges stemming from the Christmas Village incident. A competency exam for Hudson was ordered and is scheduled for February 28th. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Giannis out for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks in Cleveland, and before the game, it was decided Giannis and Antetokounmpo would sit out due to a bruised and sore right shoulder. Milwaukee got clobbered by the Cavaliers, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin after the loss.
I didn't think we didn't execute on the offensive end. You know, it's a very, very good defensive team. And when you play a team like this on the road, you know, you come in here, you got to execute.
The Bucks are in Detroit on Saturday. The Golden State Warriors mourning the loss of assistant coach Dejan Milojevic, who suffered a massive heart attack during a team dinner. Milojevic, just 46 years old. NFL, Green Bay plays the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium. Now, the Packers lost in the playoffs to San Fran four times, while Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. How about Jordan Love?
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around. We definitely got a great challenge ahead of us, and we look forward to it.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens, and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. 8 degrees at our studios.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Thursday, Friday Eve. And I would say our Republican friends, air quotes, they're in disarray now.
Crudy, happy Friday Eve. Good to be with you. Nate, always working hard on the board. Thank you, man. Of course, our fair audience, happy, happy Friday Eve to us all.
Down
yeah, I've heard it. I've said it. I believe it.
Down
especially here in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Party, Crudy, is in disarray.
The Wisconsin GOP is a party divided against itself. We're feeling unified here, Dom. We got a fine guest coming soon. He is Chad Spate. He's the official sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour, Chad's design build. So we're going to talk about the love, Dom. Feeling the love. Chad's coming in the house in just a minute. But Dom, this headline, this intriguing headline from the great state of Wisconsin, it's where we start. Republican rift over impeaching elections chief Megan Wolf boils over in the assembly. And there's some strong words being used here, fella. Divisions among Wisconsin Republicans over an effort to oust the state's top election official spilled onto the assembly floor this week as GOP leaders continue to block efforts by a small faction, very small faction, to impeach the leader of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Rep. Janelle Branchen, a Republican from Menominee Falls, on Tuesday tried for the second time to bring forward to the floor a resolution to launch impeachment proceedings against the administrator, Megan Wolf, over false claims about the 2020 election. Don, the move during Tuesday's assembly floor session was blocked and characterized by Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August on Thursday as a grift. And a big show for the cameras. Now, Branchen issued a press release calling August Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Assembly Speaker Pro Temp Kevin Peterson's Wolf's PR team, her public relations team.
She's accusing Republicans of basically being PR for Megan Wolf, for whom they would like to impeach.
For whom she would like to impeach for administering
An election
as directed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Here is the statement.
Bipartisan. Yes.
August, speaking regarding your girl, Janelle Branchen, If she has the support to move the resolution forward, she can do so. But the fact is, she doesn't. Our caucus is focused on real things.
Ooh.
Like what? Eliminating DEI on campus?
Yes, very important real things.
Following August's comments, GOP Rep. Scott Allen of Waukesha, Dom, shout out WAUK 540 listeners, accused his caucus leaders of blocking representation unlawfully. When a single member is ignored, when a member is not recognized, we disenfranchise nearly 60,000 Wisconsinites. Big words, Allen. When we as members allow the abuse of the power by leaders of this chamber, we erode the prestige and the honor of the assembly, and we damage the legitimacy of our democratic republic. Blah, blah, blah. We step onto a slippery slope that leads to even greater abuse of power. I tell
you. You guys should get your own team together, man. A little dissension in the locker room, Crudy.
Oh, they're a party in disarray, Dom.
Oh, man, there's more. Allen then called on Assembly Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson. You know, apparently the PR team for
Megan Wolf.
Called on him to resign if he refused to allow Branjan to speak about the resolution on the floor when the proposal was not before the House. Peterson shot back, accusing Branjan of using the Wolf impeachment effort to harass her Republican colleagues. Quote, a member working with groups posting for days on social media to attend an assembly session so that member can then harass other members in the chambers because they are ineffective on passing their bills through the normal process is not decorum, Peterson, a Republican from Waupaca, said. As long as I am in the chair, this will not be tolerated. This is a blatant disregard for the integrity of this institution. Oh, man, Republicans calling other Republicans a blatant disregard for integrity. In an interview Wednesday at WTAQ, Branjan said the state Senate has signaled to the resolution authors that Republicans in the House, in that House, support holding an impeachment trial. Senate President Chris Kapinga urged Voss to advance the impeachment articles. Voss, what you going to do? Voss assigned the resolutions to a committee led by GOP Rep. David Steffen of Green Bay, who signed on to the resolution as a co-chair author on Wednesday. The resolution has languished in the assembly, even as former President Donald Trump has shared with his 6.5 million social media followers a press release from Branjan criticizing Voss for not moving to impeach Wolf. The 2024 GOP presidential primary frontrunner continues to cast the state's nonpartisan election administrator as a villain in its false narrative about the battleground state's 2020 election.
You know, Tyler August, he was talking about the important work the assembly is doing. The Republicans, you know, those excluding, of course, the grifty Janelle Branjan. Well, here is another proposal put forth by these Republicans today, Dom.
Yeah.
Lawmakers approve, Wisconsin lawmakers, Republican-led chambers, approve parental bill of rights over child's pronouns in sensitive school lessons. Oh, we've got some snowflake bills here, Dom. Dateline Madison Assembly Republicans on Thursday, I'm reading from the article of Jesse Apoyan at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Assembly Republicans today revisited an effort to codify a set of rights granted to parents and guardians over their children in school, including Dom, the right to determine the child's name and pronouns used at school, and the right to withdraw a student from lessons for personal or religious reasons. Weren't you withdrawn from classes for religious reasons, Dom? Like you didn't believe the religion?
That I was excused from religion class at Appleton Xavier High School. Yes, that's correct. Thankfully, for
Dom,
everyone involved.
This might have been a party line vote. The bill passed 62-35 and awaits action from the Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is likely to veto the proposal if it makes it to his desk. And he's done that before, right? All the other anti-gay, anti-trans bills, he continues to veto them. So when Tyler August, when he's talking about the very important work they got to get back to, Dom, it's to put forth hopeless legislation that will never be signed into law, not under this governor, to, you know, sort of isolate kids that might be somehow different than Tyler August. Although, you know, quite frankly, if you put, I'm not going to go there. I so want to go there, you know, with him and Janelle Branjan put side by side. They make such a cute couple. I got to think they'd make some god-awful ugly kids, but go ahead.
I mean, ugly on the inside. You know, I have to say, I agree with Peterson in this case. You know, Janelle Brangen doesn't have the votes on this thing. Voss doesn't want this. Regardless what the Senate President Kapinga says, if Voss doesn't want it, it's not going to happen. He said so much, interviewed a weekend or two ago, that this was never going to happen. It's not going to happen, according to Voss. So I think it is a reflection, certainly, of what's going on a nationwide basis with the GOP versus the MAGA.
I would remind you, my little buddy, Janelle Brangen only feels like she's this mouthpiece for the MAGA movement because she was empowered to be the mouthpiece for the MAGA movement. She was...
By whom?
By Robin Voss! Then and still Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, of course, made her the chair of the Assembly Elections Committee. He knew her proclivities for believing conspiracy theories about rigged elections.
It's the same attitude as Heidi Heyring, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, disgraced as you call him, Gableman, right? Voss knew this. There was nothing here.
I only call him that because it's true.
If Voss is trying to placate, you know, the hard right, you know, playing that game, playing that political game. And this is the big, you know, open secret about MAGA. It doesn't work. If you give, they want more. How much can I give? A little bit more. You're never going to placate them unless you go full on insurrection. And of course, that's not wise, politically speaking. I think that would be some, you know, have some blowback against Robin Voss. So when you try
like
to play
a recall
with MAGA,
election,
they don't play nice.
They are, yeah,
they're
currently
trying to recall him right now. Yes,
they're trying to. And the only thing preserving Robin Voss, at least in the short run, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling on the gerrymandering, saying these maps are so bad, these so rigged maps from Robin Voss and his Republican friends, that he can't be recalled under these unconstitutional maps. He's being saved, preserved, if you will, Dom, from being recalled.
By the paid for liberals on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you know, kowtowing to their out-of-state donors?
In some twisted sort of way, exactly. Alive, Voss. Right. Keep yourself alive, Robin. Whatever it takes, Dom. But, you know, bring it to the floor. Show your true colors, Republicans, because this is what your party has turned into. I mean, because you could pretend like this is a fringe movement. Janelle Brangen, she's a grifter. She's a fringer. No, she's speaking to the base of the Republican Party. They believe as she believes, because you've allowed this lie to be perpetrated over and over again through your actions, through your committee assignments, through your hiring of Gableman. It has taken on a life of its own. And now the creature may just bite your ass.
The creature will defeat the master.
Creating much distress over, in the Republican Party. This is before Trump is the nominee.
Of the percentage of Republicans that are out there, how many, Crudy, do you think would define, call themselves, identify as MAGA?
Today?
Traditional. Today, yes.
Or after Super Tuesday? After Trump wins the nomination, you know, around March 12th. Because they're all going to be Trumpsters then. They're all going to be down because he's the nominee. They're all going to march into battle with this guy, right? Janelle and Robin Voss and Tyler August, all just arm in arm. They'll be a united party by then, Dom.
United. What did Tyler August say?
By MAGA.
And a big show for the cameras. That pretty much describes the entire MAGA movement.
Chad Spate, Chad's Design Build, the sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, look for the Devil's Advocates. Of course, get that super cool app, civicmedia.us.
Dominic, I brought in, right next to me here in the WMDX studios, Chad Spate from Chad's Design Build. And I'm feeling the love, Dom, because Chad is the official sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Chad, welcome down.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
It's been too long,
feeling the love,
Chad.
Today. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, man. Good to see you, Chad.
I had a friend of mine, actually Darcy Haber. You might know
Darcy.
Yeah, I know Darcy. Fine realtor in this town in her own regard. She loves your new ads, Chad. And she loves the theme. Love is the theme.
You bet.
Why love, Chad?
Well, you know, there's just too much hatred and division in this world. And I know we've got to push back with force and with, you know, resolve. But we have to be better than the folks we're fighting against. And the fact is, a lot of folks, for no fault of their own, have learned to hate. They hate us. And we're not going to win them over by hating them. And I'm talking about the good people of Wisconsin that listen to this show and many good people all over this country and world who have fallen into this false narrative that, you know, the real problem are working people or poor people or immigrants, all these people that they learn to hate. And the fact of the matter is, you know, 95% of us share a lot. And when we come together, the powers that be don't stand a chance. And so that's what we've got to do. And, you know, the biggest threat to that right now is the orange squirrel. I don't like to say his name.
I was going to ask, what about the demeaning name calling? Dom likes that quite a bit. But the orange squirrel, that's you know, sort of a tame one. Chad, how does calling a man an orange squirrel comport with your love?
Well, you know.
I love squirrels.
Squirrels are squirrels. But, I just, you know, I don't like to give power. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. And, you know, I get it. I do believe that there's as good an evil in the world, and Harry Potter's a great kind of tale for our times and kind of pushing back against that. But you know, you famously don't say the name of the V guy in the Harry Potter kind of you know, narrative. And I don't like saying the T word for that reason. But I am capable of feeling hate towards that man. Don't get me wrong. I am a human being. But a lot of the people that support that man are not hateful people. They have bought into just a pack of lies. And, you know, it's hard now to know what the truth is anymore. We live in a world with social media and the internet where, you know, it's so easy to get out all this misinformation. I was in New York City a few weeks ago. And, you know, whenever I'm there, I'm reminded of the crazy people I used to see out on the corner who were, you know, saying something. And you think, wow, like, that's just crazy. And now that crazy person, any person, can just broadcast their, you know, hatred or their disgust or their fears and amplify that the world over. And there are people that are using those voices to turn us all against each other. And that's what we have to fight. because I got to tell you guys, I am excited about what you're doing here at Civic Media. I am excited about this upcoming election. I have, you know, I am not naive at all about what we're up against, but I have watched every election building up to this moment. And, you know, our side has been outperforming expectations. And that's because, you know, we as a people believe that women should be able to control their own bodies, that workers should be able to have a voice in the workplace, that we are an immigrant nation and that we need to have a sane process for people to remake their lives here. And all of this is a part of the conversation, and we have to use our brains and our emotions in a way that pushes us towards positive change. You know, using hatred and lies is not going to win the day. So that's why it's about love.
Chad Spate from Chad's Design Build. He is the named sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. And Chad, I'd like you and the audience to know what we're putting your fine sponsorship, what we're spending the money on. Well, sometimes it just happens that democracy and the political calendar goes to Vegas. So Crudy's going to Vegas next. That'll be February 6th through the 10th. And we'll be broadcasting four live shows, because not only do they have a primary there, they've got a competing caucus. And Chad, I don't know if you know this, but it also happens to be the week of the Super Bowl. Yes. So should our Packers, our beloved Packers, make it, I'll place all your bets. We'll put them at the MGM Grand. Hey, that's where your buddy's going, Chad.
That's awesome.
It's going to Vegas, baby.
And isn't love why the Packers are, you know, going where they're going?
Literally, I mean, Jordan Love.
Right, dude.
Chad, you have a business here in town. You've been doing it a long time, and you went to college in this town, and I think there's affinity for the city of Madison, but
absolutely.
We appreciate and thank you for the sponsorship, but you know, how does politics and your politics and these thoughtful things you've just said, Chad, how does that creep into your work life?
Well, so we remodel homes, and we work with people who live in those homes, and you know, it's you have to know what you're doing, and you have to show people kindness and love and respect when you're in their home tearing it apart. And when you're confronting things or finding things that maybe you didn't expect, you know, you've got to be honest.
Don't look in Dom's closets.
But so, you know, the work we do requires, you know, thoughtfulness and honesty and good communication. And these are things which contribute to a functioning democracy, it just so happens. And so I see a lot of parallels there. You know, one of my ads this time around speaks to that. I mean, we do have to fight for what is right. And, you know, in the remodeling world, it's about making your home better and more comfortable and respecting people's time and their budgets and all that. But you know, you just have to be real with people. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth, but that's what we have to do. But we try to tell it in a kind and nurturing way. And that's what our politics needs to return to being. And it's going to take a long, hard fight. I know it won't be over in 2024, but you guys are helping to get the word out there. I appreciate what you do. I'm here with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad Spate. Chad's Design Build, the name sponsor of the For Love of Democracy Tour 2024, started in Des Moines. Next up, Vegas, baby. Thank you, Chad. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that school is back on, Wisconsin health officials are urging families to look out for signs their teenagers may be self-harming. The Department of Health Services says rates of self-harm went up by 40% after winter break a year ago. Kids in Wisconsin would have to take a half credit of civics in order to graduate from high school under a bill in the legislature. Representative Amanda Dedweski says she's surprised by how many people don't know how government works.
People don't even know what the county board is. They often don't know at all, as you all know, who their legislator is. It's becoming more and more apparent that we have a misunderstanding of how things work.
The bill got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man is facing sexual assault charges stemming from his behavior at his business. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, 40-year-old Christopher Devlin was accused of sexually assaulting clients and taking inappropriate photos of sensitive areas while completing cosmetic procedures. Devlin is the owner of Renew Aesthetics in Eau Claire. Law enforcement officials say the incidents occurred between July and December of 2023. The criminal complaint shows four victims reported the assaults. A New Auburn man is facing charges after being accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. According to the criminal complaint, Dayton Nyhus is accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting a now 10-year-old girl for the last several years. He initially denied the accusation, but allegedly admitted to police that he had been sexually assaulting the victim a couple times a month for the previous 2 years. Nyhus is facing up to 85 years in prison and is currently free after posting a $25,000 cash bond. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There's something magical about unboxing.
Giannis out for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, the Bucks in Cleveland. And before the game, it was decided Giannis Antetokounmpo would sit out due to a bruised and sore right shoulder. Milwaukee got clobbered by the Cavaliers, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin after the loss.
I didn't think we didn't execute on the offensive end. You know, it's a very, very good defensive team. And when you play a team like this on the road, you know, you come in here, you got to execute.
The Bucks are in Detroit on Saturday. The Golden State Warriors mourning the loss of assistant coach Dejan Milojevic, who suffered a massive heart attack during a team dinner. Milojevic, just 46 years old. NFL, Green Bay plays the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium. Now, the Packers lost in the playoffs to San Fran four times while Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. How about Jordan Love?
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around. We definitely got a great challenge ahead of us, and we're looking forward to it.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low just below zero. For tomorrow, more clouds, high around five above. Some sun's back for the weekend and warmer, near 10 Saturday, 20 Sunday. Even warmer Monday, low 30s with a chance of snow. Currently, we're at 8.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Always love you, our audience. You can always play a part. 844-967-2789. Also, love the support of our fine sponsor partner, Chad Spate from Chad's Design Build, the namesake of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, coming to a town near you, at least if you live near Vegas. I'm going to Vegas, baby. I'm booked.
Go to Reno, man. Reno 911 at 844-967-2789. Call us. We'll get you shortly.
How long a drive would that be? Because I did drive around Arizona last year.
I don't recall. I'd have to look it up.
Have you done the drive?
No.
Is it a mountainous drive? Are there mountains between? Well, you never know. You get out in the desert southwest, there are mountains that just kind of rise up. I don't like driving through the mountains.
Reno is about 438 miles from Las Vegas.
If I'm going to make that in 2 hours, I'm going to be driving your Lamborghini.
That is almost a 7-hour drive, given the mountains. Certainly appreciate
the mountains. I won't be going to Reno.
Thank you, Chad, for your support and your sponsorship. Chad's a good cat. Check him out, Chad's Design Build. The love, and it is. I appreciate the ideal, man. The hopey changey, you know, to rise above. I get all that, and I want to be that. I try that. Sometimes I fail. But I love the love, man. Who doesn't love the love? But I'm also cognizant that
laughing at the premise that you've tried. You haven't tried as hard as you could.
You can love and still be critical. I mean, you would know this if anybody has children. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's just because you criticize, just because there's an issue, doesn't mean there's not an underlying love there, man.
Sometimes we are most critical of the ones we love. I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Now, let me tell you why you're wrong. 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in on this Friday Eve. Mike from Spring Green, you're up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, you were talking about the love and then a little earlier about the name calling. And I try, you know, I've got friends on both sides of the aisle, and we mostly just don't talk about it, and then we don't have arguments. But I've got this one guy who constantly refers to me as a libtard, and just in normal conversation, and he just thinks that's funny. But when I finally called him a Trumpanzee, he just got all upset.
Trumpanzee? I like that one.
Yeah, that's a friend of mine came up with that, Trumpanzee. I like it too. And I just thought, well, he was being funny and casual with me, so I said it to him, and then he got just all offended. So why is it different? Why can he call me that, and I can't call him that? What makes that okay?
You know, Mike, I am a bit of a name-calling ball buster in real life. I like to pick little whatevers, you know, nits with people, especially Dom, because he's quite little. But, you know... You know, I think it's part of the discourse, as long as you can do it with a smile on your face. When it inspires something other than a little guffaw in response. I mean, if someone says something funny about me, but you got to go a little deeper than libtard. You know what I mean, Mike?
Well, yeah, but the fact is I don't even do it at all. I just keep my mouth shut. If we talk about politics, I try to be respectful whether I agree or not. But then it's okay. I've got several Trumpanzee friends who just seem to feel like it's okay to say anything they want, and we should be able to not just, you know, have it roll off our backs, but then when we say something, they get all butthurt about it. That's what I've observed. Anyway.
Right. You know, some people hate that term, but it's one of my favorites, butthurt.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call and comments. 844-967-2789. We can always do a little better. We can always try a little harder. I'll resolve to do that as best I can. We'll see what happens.
Fortunately, Dom hardly ever gets butthurt. Hardly.
Hardly. Hardly at all. Mark from the SAC, you are next. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Yes, it's a little hard to put the hatred aside because I feel that bubbling up in me a lot of times. I realize that's beneath me to feel like that, but I mean, it just is.
Have you tried prayer, Mark? I know it works for Dom.
Well, I mean, and actually, I do kind of say a little prayer, ask for forgiveness, you know, for the cosmos, for thinking some of the harsh thoughts, I think. But, I mean, these people have, you know, they wrap themselves in the Bible, yet they ignore, you know, the whole message of what we're supposed to think about for, you know, that Jesus' moral teachings as far as how we're supposed to treat our fellow man, and they completely ignore it. I mean, it is just, and, but then every time, you know, as the previous caller said, when you say something back to them, they get all butthurt and they object to it, and it is just it's just sad that you know, the level of discourse has come to this, because these people are actually promoting death when they say they avoid, you know, they're passing legislation in Florida that vaccines are going to be more or less illegal, you know, that it's going to be harder to get vaccines, and that's the pattern they want to choose for the rest of the country. And I'm going, my God, when I was a kid, we were, you know, in the history class, we were talking, we had just conquered polio, we had just conquered smallpox, that we're looking forward to more of a future vaccines to prevent other diseases, and it seems like they're trying to set back science, and it's going back to the days of when the church was actually, you know, suppressing science. I mean, is what it feels like, and that it's just remarkably sad. You know, that when you think about.
I'm sorry about that, Mark. It's when you say that, all I can think about is, you know, heliocentric versus geocentric. You know, and it's just it is certainly frustrating. But here's the other side of that, right? The love versus the hate. Takes so much energy to hate. You know what I mean? It sucks literally the life out of you when you have that much
hate. No, it keeps me passionate.
No, come on, man. Yeah, to go what? To go ransack the Capitol?
Well, I haven't ever undertaken ransacking of a Capitol because I would find that insurrectionist in action, Dom. But you know how I am. I'd like to think every morning I wake up with a smile on my face and then something wrecks it. Something wrecks it.
You like that. I think, Crudy, you entertain the slight irritation of all things. You know what I mean? That's you're a little wound up, you're a little ground up, and you're ready to rock and roll, man. It inspires you to some degree. It's your muse.
Absolutely. That's what I'm telling you. How could I not want that sort of passion in my life? If you haven't had a argument with someone today, you're not trying. if not with a stranger or a friend or a family member, you know, with another driver on the road, whether they know they're in that argument or not, just from the west side to downtown here to do the show, I had like four arguments on the drive over.
I mean, Rubin's racing, Crudy, you are a terrible driver.
I came as close today to hitting someone in front of me without hitting them is I think I've ever gotten away with without actually having impact.
Without actually running them off the road.
Couldn't have been more than 3 to 4 inches between our two cars. And, you know,
don't you criticize me when I'm driving for tailgating in the Hammer Lane when someone decides they're going fast enough for everybody?
I don't know if you've recently driven on the near west side roads. They're glazed ice. And this person driving from west to east from the west side to the downtown region of Madison on University Avenue came to the sudden realization that if you stop suddenly on ice, you can't, you know, you're going to slide a little bit or whatever.
Failing, yeah.
So in this sudden realization, they decided they must panic stop about every 50 yards. But you're in freaking traffic, people. So I'm having this conversation, this dialogue with this person that continually
with yourself
is power braking in front of me to the point where I slid to within 4 inches of their Subaru.
Mad, bro?
That's a little bit mad. I didn't wake up mad. I woke up happy. Then I had a drive. Could be anything in life, really. Anything. You know me, Dom. Could be anything.
Uh-huh.
Sun's too shiny.
But not, you don't have hate in your heart. You're just you're irritation. Things irritate.
I'm just a grumpy old man at this stage of my life. You kids get off my grass.
That's right.
There's a lot of that. There's some grumpy in my soul. I'll readily admit that.
I mean, at this age, you're allowed to be a little grumpy, man.
I would say as a confession, and I mean this in all sincerity, I worry less about hate because I'm not a hateful person. I worry more about my moments of indifference when I see something and I don't react to it in the way I should. And, you know, it's funny. We passed a car the other night and someone driving a Tesla stuck in the snow. And they were trying to push him back out of the neighborhood. And there was one person in the front and they were not having a lot of success. I got at least one kid in the car. Somebody was in the car with me. He probably didn't have gloves or a hat or whatever. And I drove by and I'm like, oh. You know, what little effort it would have taken to help that person. So the next time I'm on the road, I see another person stuck on the median. And this is over, lo and behold, on University Avenue over by Felly's Flowers on University, where it's very glazy and very icy. And I couldn't safely get out to the median because people wouldn't slow down. Like, there was no way I could rock this car off the median. People would have just taken me out. So I just did the math and I looked and I just thought, you're screwed because I can't help you. I'm not going to die to help a stranger get off the median. But, you know, at least I had good intentions in my heart.
You wanted to. Well, Curtie, the opposite of love is not hate, right? It's indifference. It's apathy, right?
I feel that way towards you sometimes. Apathetic, indifferent.
Oh, you love me.
Most of your opinions.
4-4-9-6-7-2-7-8-9. We love you. Lee from Yuba, Wisconsin. Welcome, Lee. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lee, where's Yuba? How are you listening to us?
Well, Yuba's North Richland Center.
Excellent. Right, WRCE, maybe. But
yeah.
What do you think, Lee?
Well, I'd like to get back to your conversation from previously, but you know, the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. And I think fear is something that a lot of people have been taught to do. I mean, the opposite of love is hate and fear and, you know, fear of the unknown. And people like to create fear for everybody. And that's where these clowns are coming from. I think Trump, being the bully that he is, loves to name call everybody and everything. And you can hear them everything. And these people, one of your callers before, had talked about, you know, friends of libtards. Yeah, good. I'm proud to be one. What are you? Anyways, you just can't deal with these people because they're so immature and so uninformed and just weird.
But Lee, if the name doesn't fit, man, here's the thing that's never bothered me. Someone calling me a name. I mean, it just doesn't hurt. I mean, occasionally Dom will call me fat, and I think that's unmerited. But, you know, I just, how hurt am I going to be, Lee? I could skip a few meals, and Dom will always be short, but.
Oh. I could wear lifts, Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get some of those stacked shoes like the guy from Florida does.
Yeah, that Ron DeSanctimonious, as Trump likes to call him. But, Lee, here's something we had one of our fine sponsors in, Chad from Chad's Design Build. And Oh, do we have Chad's a hell of a nice guy.
He's a wonderful guy, yes.
Lee, thanks for listening, man. Glad to know we got at least one fan in Yuba. I did business for a long time. Long, long time. Sales, a lot of retail commerce, and I was a fiduciary. I would act and I would manage other people's properties for them. And you know, this is a pretty substantial decision. Who's going to manage my real estate for me? And you know what? No one ever asked me in all the years I did that job. What's your politics?
And who'd you vote for?
That was never. Where'd
you go to school?
Well, none of my clients ever asked, right? Because that ain't getting me the job. University of Wisconsin La Crosse, go screaming
yeah,
Eagles!
Baby.
I can't believe my poor son has decided to go as a legacy. I expected a little more. It's a fine school for most people. Not when I went there. You know, the whole Joe Gallo thing's kind of taken off the luster.
It got better since we left.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, apparently a funding crisis keeping the government open, it's been averted. But no thanks to the Wisconsin Republican congressional delegation. News from the Journal Sentinel. Apparently they were opposed, wanted to shut down the government.
Shut it down.
Wisconsin Republicans vote no, but Congress passes short-term fix to avert a partial shutdown. It would have happened, tomorrow night at midnight. The government would have started shutting down. Wisconsin Republicans on Capitol Hill all opposed a stopgap measure Thursday to keep the federal government open. They all opposed it. That's 6 out of 8 Congress people in the state of Wisconsin. If you break that down, that's 3 out of 4. 75% of all the Congress people in the state of Wisconsin, all Republicans, every one of them, voted to let the government shut down.
We spoke about this yesterday. Are there 75% of the population in the state of Wisconsin that are Republican?
No. New lawsuit trying to change that through a change in the congressional district maps as well.
The Elias Law Firm, yes.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Dom, this bill, this fund the government bill, you know, the very basics of governance, which all 6 of Wisconsin's Republican congressional delegation voted against doing. We're done governing. Shut her down. The bill, which extends the federal funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th, passed the House 314-108. So 6 of the 108 Congress people in the entire United States, the most extreme, shut it down Congress people, are all from the great state of Wisconsin. Let's name them by name. That's Brian Steil. That's Mike Gallagher. That's Glenn Grothman. That's Scotty Fitzgerald. That's your insurrectionist buddy, Derek Van Orden. And of course, the ever toxic Tom Tiffany. Are you kidding me, fellas? Are you kidding me? Shut it down, Dom. Shut it down. That's what, you know, that's what really grinds my gears. This sort of behavior, this jackassery from these congressional people. Your only job is to keep the government running. Literally, that's the biggest part of your job. That's why we, the taxpayers, hire you and pay you. And even if the districts are gerrymandered, you're still there representing Wisconsin and the entire nation. And when you vote to shut down the government, you ain't doing your job very well. Just saying. For no damn good reason.
These are the same Republicans. Oh, you know, we're spending too much money. Of course, you know, never mind what the Republicans have done specifically under, for instance, Donald Trump spent a lot of money. Granted, it was a pandemic. You know, a lot of Democrats are down for that relief as well. But look at the tax cuts over the last 40 years, the George Bush tax cuts, the Reagan tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts. And yeah, we have trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. What do we got? $34 trillion in debt. Well, how much of that was added because of those tax cuts? You know, there's two sides of the equation. There's revenue and there's spending. And when you go through and you slam through, you know, tax cuts for the wealthy to the tune of what, $10-15 trillion over the course of 20 or 30 years or 40 years, know, the interest on that starts to add up as well.
Well, that assumes.
How about just rescinding that? You want to work on, you know, balancing the government? Start charging the rich a little bit more. You know what I'm saying, Republicans? How about the revenue side?
How about the collection of the revenue side? Because, you know,
I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you, IRS.
But realize, it's not the average mom and pop on the street that owes this money to the IRS, Dom. It is far more likely to be a wealthy person, because guess what? The tax man grabs it out of your paycheck, dude. You don't get to decide whether or not you're paying your taxes, not as a working stiff. But every time the Biden administration tries to fund the IRS and give them the resources to go after the tax cheats, and who would be supportive of the tax cheats? Oh, yeah. The soon-to-be nominee for the Republican Party. Because only the suckers pay taxes. And that's why he's going through a fraud trial. Right? Because he doesn't like paying the taxes. Well, I guess that's more about the fraudulent representation. The Pulitzer Prize winning 2017 journalism from the New York Times. That showed that he was a tremendous tax cheat.
A little bit on this. IRS, this is from 6 days ago, the AP. IRS says it collected $360 million more from rich tax cheats as its funding is threatened yet again.
You can't make me pay. You can't make me pay. And you remember.
And if you try to, we'll get we'll have our congressional, you know, people we donate to that do our bidding. We'll try to kneecap you so you don't have the ability, the resources to go after people like, you know, rich tax cheats.
And those that cheat through the buying of a U.S. senator. I remember when Ron Johnson came on our show back in 2017, Dom, telling me, hey, Crudy, I got tax cuts for us. He was an instrumental part of the Trump tax cuts in that he personally lobbied and became the intransigent singular senator that lobbied for some designated S tax cuts. That's for, you know, small business owners, right? That's what they're supposed to be for. Designated S, that's pass-through income. So if I'm a designated S LLC small business, then I pay the taxation on my personal income taxes. Flows through that profit after I've written off all the possible business expenses and drinks with Dom at the bar, after I've taken all my write-offs, Jerry, then it passes through and I got to pay personal income taxes on that.
You pay, yes, yes. Your income tax rates are on a personal basis on those pass-throughs. But that got changed, Crudy.
Well, Ron Johnson made sure it did, because guys like me, and at the time I was a designated S corporation, and so was he claimed. But what he failed to mention is, so is the widow Hendricks. And so are the U lines. And so I might have gotten some, you know, small fractional benefit from this tax savings, Dom. But nothing compared to the U lines in the widow Hendricks. Now, they had given through, and we recently celebrated the anniversary of Citizens United, that ruling, Dom, which opened up the floodgates to the dark money spending. You know, where a rich guy can max out to a senator at like $2,700 per cycle. That's not a lot of money. That's not going to change Ron Johnson's mind. But you can give millions to a super PAC, and that's what they did. $21 million to the benefit of Ron Johnson through the corrupted use of campaign finance laws. You know, thank you, Citizens United. And Ron Johnson returned the favor to the tune of about $218 million in one tax year, 2018, for two families.
Hey, the U-Lines finder's fee,
and the widow's Hendricks.
That's worth it all day long.
They kicked 10% back to the senator through a super PAC. What a sweet deal for Ron. It's a happier happy hour. Stick around for it. Join us. 844-96-PARTY.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendage with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.